May 24th, 2022, regular meeting of Moorville City Council. We will begin this evening in prayer with Pastor Paul Simonson from the Moorville Christian Missionary Alliance Church.
Father, we thank you for the beauty of this day, a day that you have created, a day to know you and love and serve you and to listen to your voice. Thankful also for this city in which you've placed us and those who are here who are willing to give of their time and talents to serve this city and to accomplish the business that needs to be done to keep this city safe and secure. Thankful, Lord, for the opportunity of this meeting particularly, and pray for your wisdom in the discussion and the decisions that are made here. May they be honoring to you, but also of great benefit to the city here today. We're thankful that we can place this in your hands and look forward to your work in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Simonson. The clerk, will please call the roll.
Hanworth.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Cog.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the regular meeting on March 21st, 2022. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move to approve those minutes.
Mr. Larson moves.
Second.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanworth.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much. We do have public comments scheduled for this evening, and we have Glendora Withrow who would like to address council. Mrs. Withrow, would you please like to come up to the podium and if you'd like to hear what you have to say. If you could please first state your name and your address for us.
Glendora Withrow, 323 West Oak Street, Oroville. I just want to bring to the attention of people here that we have a problem with our neighbors. We're not fighting back and forth or anything like that. They will not do anything about their property. And there's a garage that was there that was falling down, and they finally got somebody in there last year, and they had to put ropes on it to keep it from falling into our garage when they tore it down. We share a driveway. So they tore the garage down and they left it. The whole foundation is there. It's about 4 foot deep. It's full of trash, well not trash, concrete and bricks and everything else that was left from that garage. It's starting to cave in the front. It's starting to cave in the side of our garage. The dirt is starting to go into it. And we've been fighting over this for 3 years now, trying to get this taken care of. We bought the house about 7 years ago. And I realize that, you know, that it's hard for people to do things. But I think that in the last 3 years, they could have done a little bit more than they've done. I don't want problems with our neighbors. And we actually considered selling. We had the real estate lady come in last week. And we were talking to her, and she said, yeah, it would really hurt the value on our property because of this basement or whatever you want to call it sitting there right beside of our garage. I submitted pictures. I don't know if you got them here or not. Mm-hmm. And all I want them to do is just to finish filling in that garage, whatever they want to do with it, clean it up. And I'd like for them to clean up the rest of their lot so it's not so overgrown, but you know, it's their house. I don't care really what they do, just so they're not taking away from our value of our property. We can sell and get out, but not like it is right now. That's about
it. Do we have any questions or comments from council or from the administration? All right, very good. Anything else for us?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, one more comment. Every time I said something about this in the past, and the engineer goes over there. They tell him that, oh yeah, we're going to take care of it. And they'll put an ad on Facebook for somebody to come in and give them an estimate. Now this has happened for the last 2-3 years. And somebody will come in and give them an estimate, and that's it. Nothing gets done. And some guy, Big Mike's Grading, was in the other day and looked at it. I think he put a note on their door on Monday, and it went on Facebook on Monday, and like Tuesday or Wednesday, he was there looking at it, and I seen him giving them an estimate, and that's all will ever happen. So you guys make him do it.
Do we have an idea of cost of what? Do you have an idea of the cost?
No.
Have you heard of any of those estimates that they've been out there?
I have no idea.
Mrs. Withrow, you contacted the city, you contacted the Safety Service Department, you mentioned the engineer. He's been out to look at it.
Four or five times he's been there trying to get him to do something.
Steve, what's the status of the property maintenance code?
So the property maintenance part of it, not the garage part. We did send them a letter in regards to some of the issues that Ms. Withrow had mentioned that's on the property. So we're working on that as well.
Okay.
She's correct in regards to Mr. Lyle's been out there multiple times, kind of encouraging them to move forward. I know part of the issue initially was some contractor issues, but I definitely can understand her frustration, and we're out there regularly, and Dane, I know, is meeting with them regularly, trying to kind of keep this moving forward.
Has there, the present status of it, is there a 30-day, 60-day notice or anything like that?
So on the property maintenance, there's 30 days, and they did, part of what he needed done, they did do, and so they still need to work on the filling of the garage.
Okay.
Honestly, there's a way they could just grade that out, and it would be much improved in the way it looks right now. But they do need to remove what's left of the concrete blocks.
Okay. What additional options remain for the city at this point?
Well, normally the way we handle it is we give the property owners every opportunity to do their own work. The city does not like to kind of go on people's property and do their work for them. But once we see that it's not going to get done and the city does go on, we of course notify the property owner of all this. And it does require legislation from council to enact and allow the city to go on to the property, complete the work, and then we put that ultimately onto their tax bill.
I guess that's what I was getting at, is what would they be fined if we did?
I just didn't know the answer. We hadn't been that far yet along. Honestly, I don't think there's a considerable amount to do in regards to the grading. It just would require a professional to get on there and get it done.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And typically with a property maintenance code situation, we don't typically assess a fine, right? We actually do the work and then we bill them for the work done.
Correct. And there may be some fee on the financial aspect, but it's okay. Honestly, it's pretty minimal.
Right.
Yep.
Else have a question?
Thank you. I have a question. Is this a rental property or is it
owner-occupied?
Do you know?
It's owner-occupied.
Okay. Mr. Edward, do you have a question? At what point does it turn from a nuisance to a safety issue? This wall looks to be 2 or 3 feet as a drop. I mean, is there a difference between the two there?
Well, no, in regards to we kind of handle them both equally.
Okay.
You know, the issue as well as ponding the water in that area as well is never a good thing. Impacts the neighbors as well. So, yeah, I mean, the timeline will be the same. You know, obviously our goal is to encourage the property owner to maintain their own property, but we do understand that Ms. Withrow's frustration, and I know Dan's frustrated as well, trying to get the property owner taken care of. They did get the garage done. They just had one more big step to take in regards to filling in the hole now.
I don't even know if they could fill it in because those sides are caving.
It'll definitely require some significant grading of that property. I agree.
And my biggest thing is where they're pulling up to it now, it's caving in there, right in front of it. And there's a big place that a kid could get seriously injured there. If they, and you know, kids on that street are running up and down that street, especially when it's getting warm weather, riding bicycles and stuff. If they come back through there and happen to hit that, there'd be somebody seriously injured.
So what's the next step for the city? Are we waiting for a response from the property owner?
Okay. Yes, and I know we did notify them additionally of the property maintenance issue, as well as the need to fill the site. If they don't take care of that, if they don't address it within that time period, then I would say it's highly likely we come to you with the legislation to move forward.
I believe that it seems like the will of council would be to adopt that if it were to be presented.
In that particular site, I'd have to have Ryan out to look at. I don't know if that's something we could do in-house or if we would have to hire a contractor out.
Any other questions? I'm good. Any other questions or comments? No.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you. All right, very good. Then we will move on our agenda to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee, chaired by Mr. Hamburg. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report. We do have a meeting scheduled for 1 week from today, April 11th at 7 p.m. This will probably take 60 to 90 minutes, just putting it out there. There's a lot we're going to cover. Obviously, we want the committee members to be here. If any of the other council members can be here, I would appreciate it. We are going to talk splash pad in regards to the landscape around it, some of the hardscape, seating, arrangements, things like that, because construction begins on May 23rd. So it's right around the corner. So we're going to finalize those details. And then we're also going to review the highlights of the completed comprehensive park plan that hasn't been accepted yet. But there's a lot of projects in there that we've agreed upon that we're going to move forward with. So that's a big part of it. And then the last part is we're going to review the 2023 skate park and pump track planning and outline some opportunities for funding, grants, sponsorships, and some of the different pieces that come with that. So it's going to be a lot, but we're going to try to fit it into 60 to 90 minutes. And with that, that's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, it's good. I know just for me to see council continuing to move that skate park project along. So appreciate your work there. Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you. Transportation, Mr. Mosley, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President, thank you. Transportation Committee did meet on the 28th of last month at 7 o'clock here in Council's Chamber. After listening at the history from a previous safety service director, as well as a Mr. Corkman, a previous council member, this committee has decided to move on with this project. We have given the mayor and administration the go ahead and create legislation for the sidewalk project to continue with that final phase. As far as our next steps, I do know the administration and the mayor did ask if we could kind of gather the legislation before we talk to media. That way we have all of our facts and details and everything on that sheet of paper and set on stone. I personally think that's a great decision so we don't get misinformation on what's going on. One thing that we did discuss along with the ward rep here, we discussed a bunch of different combinations for citizens to assist with, whether it's financially, we created another program, and just other accommodations that really wasn't offered to the other wards. I thought we definitely had some really good discussions to kind of help in that way with concerned citizens. With that, Mr. President, I have nothing else.
All right, thank you very much. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiras.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety did meet. It was March 30th over at Fire Station 1. That meeting was based around two things. The first was just a chance to see the new equipment that has come in, as well as the future equipment that may need replaced or at least attended to here in the next few years. I'd like to at least publicly thank Chief for hosting us, Assistant Chief Valentine as well. Director Kirkbride for being there to answer questions. I thought that went very smoothly. When we got into the discussion part, which was House Bill 172, deals with fireworks. There's new legislation that, for the most part, will go into effect July 1st of this year, And so this meeting was to kind of get on the same page of what we want to do as a city. At this point, we do have legislation that will be drafted that will kind of coincide with the legislation that Ohio has passed. Look forward to seeing that likely on the next meeting for us to discuss.
Okay. So.
I have a question.
Yes.
Not a question, but just to make things clear, we're talking fireworks for individual people, residents, not the fires associated.
Yes, I probably should have clarified that. Yeah, this would be the consumer-grade fireworks, not the commercial ones. Yeah, that won't be changing.
Right.
Thank you, Mayor.
Very good. Our planning committee, Ms. Tarr.
Mr. President, the planning committee has not met, therefore I do not have a report.
Thank you. And our finance committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance committee has not met. I have no report.
All right. Thank you, sir. We have no special committee reports this evening, so we move on in our agenda to our administrative reports, and we begin, as always, with Mayor Hamburg.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two items tonight. Number one, I wanted to inform Council that Jen Phillips will be stepping down from the Planning Commission. She served on there for, probably 3-4 years, I suppose, just due to the fact that they're moving outside the city limits in between Orville and Dalton, but they won't be in the city limits anymore. So she will serve her last meeting this April, and then starting in May, I've asked Beth Landers to take her spot, and Beth has accepted that, so we appreciate her being willing to do that. And we thank Jen for her time serving on the Planning Commission also. Also want to congratulate the Orville Utilities for the American Public Power Association Safety Service Award of Excellence. That's quite an achievement there, and I know probably Director Bruttinger can speak a little bit more about that. And then also our April Employee of the Month is from our police department. It's Officer Herbert. Chief Birkbeck writes, Lisey Herbert was sworn in as a full-time police officer on October 13, 2015. And since joining the department, she has filled many key roles. She's a school resource officer and a member of the special response team. Lisey has earned numerous awards throughout her career, and in 2017 was nominated as the Ohio Prosecutors Association's Officer of the Year for the state of Ohio. She was also a nominee for the Wayne County CIT Officer of the Year, as well as Children's Services Officer of the Year, so quite a list of accomplishments there for Lisey. She is a graduate of Norwegian High School and Tiffin College. And while at Tiffin, Lisey was also a member of the Lady Dragons softball team. I suppose that's how she got the job here, right, Matt? Because she played softball. Matt's a softball guy there. She was selected as captain of the team by her coaches and teammates. And in her spare time, Lisey enjoys working out at CrossFit and playing video games. So we congratulate Lisey on this honor, and we have not yet decided on a date for lunch. And so that'll be coming up. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Gateway Park restrooms are moving along quite nicely. Despite the weather trying to slow them down as much as it could, the exterior walls are up. A portion of the roof joists are also installed, so that project's moving along very, very well. The concrete street bids were opened last week. The low bid did come in just below the engineer's estimate, which is always nice. So the pre-construction meeting actually was held last week. The contractor's on vacation the next couple weeks, and then we'll get started as soon as they return. So that project is on schedule as well. And that's my report for tonight.
Did I see a note that the compost center is opening?
I completely forgot to mention that. It actually opened on Saturday,
okay.
8 to noon, and the normal hours of 7:30 to 3:30 on Wednesdays, the same as it always has been. With the, I think it's 11:30 to 12:15, they're closed for lunch.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you for reminding me of that, sir.
All right, we'll move on then to our Utilities Director, Mr. Bettinger.
Thank you, Mr. President. As the mayor mentioned, generation plant and distribution department did receive our National Association's Safety Award. Those awards go out into various groups, about 8 different groups, depending on the number of meters that you have. So we're in a pretty elite group. They have a little bit higher standards to meet than our state association, and that group also kind of also pulls in some other non-working groups, actually pulls in those office people in with some of that. There's a little bit broader broader group of folks, but it's been a long time since we've hit that that achievement there. So hats off to all the folks that are work out in those different environments. I also wanted to announce last week during our state association board meeting, one of our Orville High School seniors, Jane Wallace, received one of the 5-AMP $3,000 scholarships. So we will be presenting that to her at a later date after they get that big giant check all made up there. But since 1988, AMP has awarded $438,000 worth of scholarships there. So this is our second most recent award winner. Mr. McFerrin's son picked up that award, I think in the middle of COVID, I think that was 2020 when that happened. And then it's been a couple handful of years prior to that. Very tough competition because all of those students are stellar, top of the class. And I was fortunate that we came out ahead on that. Everything else quiet in the balance of the departments. We do have the utilities and the report towards the end of the meeting. And that's all I have tonight, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And our finance director, Ms. Strimlin, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one item this evening. Fund balance reports for the month of January and February were delivered to council, and I just would ask for a motion to approve those reports subject to audit.
So moved.
Mr. Wilson moves.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamler?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you.
And our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right, thank you very much. I have no report this evening, and so we can move on our agenda through old business and straight to new business. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 1522, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hamler.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamler?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 1522, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into a contract with BNC Communications without bidding for the purchase of tornado siren software and declaring an emergency.
All right, we didn't know we had software for the tornado siren, so could you please explain for us?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. Historically, that software had existed in the old dispatch area where we used to have dispatch down in the police department. As like anything else these days, the software is now outdated. The programming is not working quite the way it should, which is why when we went to activate it in the last couple time or two, it did not work quite as efficiently as it should. As a result, we've had BNC out. BNC does this. They're experts at this. They said it's time to upgrade our software. The new software normally coincides and talks directly to the National Weather Service, so whenever there's a tornado warning issued by the National Weather Service for our area, the sirens are automatically activated. So it takes the whole idea of a human having to flip a switch, so to speak, in order to activate it. So unfortunately, like everything else these days, there's a backlog or a back order. They don't know the timing of it, so I would ask the sooner the better in regards to ordering it so we can get this moved forward. The sirens do work. They just have to be manually activated. Obviously not ideal in a storm situation, but we will still be able to activate them if, gosh forbid, that there's a storm comes in that we need to activate them prior to the installation of the new software.
When you say manually activated, does that mean each individual one has to be manually activated?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yep.
Yes. Are these still the same sirens from the 50s?
We've replaced two, I believe, since the time I've been here. The other two are not that old. The one we replaced, I believe, previously was from World War II, I believe, was the date. So.
And we replaced that one?
Yeah, that one was replaced about a year or two ago now.
Couldn't remember if we replaced the older ones or if we're up to speed on the actual units themselves.
Yeah, so far so good. I would say they're probably on the radar over the next 3 to 5 years to do a, you know, just replace one or two more. But so far the software is really the big hindrance to try to get us up to speed.
BNC Communications, did they sell us the system in the first place, or have they serviced it long?
Yes, they've done all of our work for us historically. Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Are you ready to vote?
I think this is one of those things that needs to be done in as timely a fashion as possible. It's justified and it's valuable to the citizens. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
I believe Ms. Carr got in first with her second.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 1522 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handworth?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 1622, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second,
Mr. Handworth.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handworth?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 1622, a resolution authorizing the Director of Finance of the City of Oroville, Ohio to enter into a debt collection agreement with the Ohio Attorney General Collections Enforcement Office for the purpose of collecting outstanding fees for ambulance services and declaring an emergency.
And who would like to speak to that?
I can open on it. I think myself as well as the Law Director and Finance Director have worked on this. We currently utilize Regional Collection Agency as our debt collection agency. They typically charge us 25% to 30% of the amount collected as their fee. The State of Ohio Attorney General's office is now offering that service of debt collection, and they are charging a 10% fee. Obviously, one, the fee difference alone makes it worth our while, but also the pool of getting something in the debt collection from the Attorney General's office, I would believe would have incentivize, if you will, folks to pay their bills. So there's also that standpoint in regards to they have a little better track record in regards to collecting that debt. So we do ask that we receive your permission to move over and enter into a contract with the State Attorney General's office for debt collection of EMS services.
Any other comments? Questions? Mr. Mosley.
Director Weller, does this affect the whole soft collection and all that stuff?
This does not. The soft collection actually is still a separate issue. I would say that's something that we probably should have a committee meeting on in the near future and discuss how we want to go about doing that. But right now we have four over this quarter that are not soft collected that we have sent. Just to get a kind of a feel for the numbers we're dealing with in regards to the actual debt collection.
So we're just looking to change vendors for a better deal to get more of our money back.
Yes, sir.
Actually collected.
We introduced a term called soft collection. Maybe for those viewing at home, can we explain what that is?
Yes, that is actually, historically the city has had a policy where if you live within the city limits, then we send you an EMS bill and we soft collect in regards to we will not send you to debt collections if you haven't paid the bill. The original idea behind that is that as a taxpayer, you've already kind of paid a portion of our the services that are being provided. As we move forward and we have more calls and more costs, that is probably a policy that needs re-examined to see if now is the right time or the future is the right time to move to hard collection, if you will, similar to how we do for outside of city limit debt collection.
And the one thing at the last meeting we had that Mr. Spears hosted for us, they talked about how sometimes that service is abused and it's just transportation rather than true emergency services. Of course, the cost of that is quite high, so that's one reason to evaluate that collections policy.
And I don't know the dollar amount on the wear and tear of our personnel as well. So,
mm-hmm. Right, Mr. President, yes. Too, I'd just like to mention that during Chief Bishop's presentation, he showed us that slide of the dramatic increase in EMS calls over the past several years, and I think that anything that we can do to pay the bill on that, especially if those are debts that are already owed to us, makes an awful lot of sense. And of course, as Mr. Mosley put it, we're just changing vendors to get a larger proportion of that, of what is owed us. So that makes sense to me. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Ms. Bears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 1622 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Ms. Bears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very good. We will take a pause here and set up the room for our presentation by Mr. Brediger.
Showtime.
A popcorn?
Popcorn, okay.
Lights, we have lights. That's on.
Oh, we have yeah. Lights. That's on, yeah.
Lights and water. That's good.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Bathrooms. Yeah, seriously.
Feel free to use
that's a lot. So. Yeah.
On the house.
I have people tell me that. Yes.
Oh, that is
no, seriously, I have people say, you know, your city water is not going to test it. Thank you. Go to a restaurant in Akron.
Not restaurant work. It's funny because I don't work in Akron.
Isn't that the worst water
ever? My employees. They actually fill up the old water jumps, the water in the sink.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm like, that's nasty.
I'm
like,
you're
drinking it off the sink.
It's
going
to rust your face. Even restaurants, it's like, I never order one. It's just like that. That's nasty. Mm-hmm. But again, we're sports.
$1.7.
That's pretty cool.
$1,500. Got the last one.
Yeah, quick, man.